Hey guys, this is Kyle.
And I'm Isaac.
And welcome to Forever and Ever.
Episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3. Still can't believe we're doing this, but whatever. So, I'm just wondering if any of y'all have ever felt like you've been watched, or if you had some type of thing happen and you're not sure whether it was real or not.
The supernatural.
Paranormal.
The real people. Paranoid people.
No, paranormal. It means beyond normal.
I know, but paranoid people as well. Some people are just
okay,
paranoid.
Okay, schizophrenia, that type.
Sure. Of
anyway, yeah, so this is another topic that's kind of
debated. Widely debated between us.
Not just between us, but between a lot of people throughout the world.
True.
Like, everyone has their own opinion. Like, no, the only thing that exists or whatever we can... The five senses. Whatever we can actually sense. But,
reality isn't between the five senses. I understand that. I am a guy who believes in spiritual things because I'm a Christian, right? But it's just like... The supernatural goes a little bit more deeper than just spiritual. We're talking about Mothman, Slenderman.
They are real, okay?
Things like that. And I don't believe, I'm just going to throw this out, I don't believe in those. I believe there's demons and stuff like that. I just don't believe in a Mothman. I think it was just...
It was probably a demon.
Okay, we're just going to go straight out and say it's a demon.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't deny it.
Okay, so Kyle...
Which makes it even spookier.
As you can tell, Kyle's stance is he believes in us. And he actually does have some evidence.
My evidence is completely by my experience. And,
Notice how it's experienced by himself.
And my brother. We experienced it at the same time.
But we haven't confirmed your brother yet. We had to still wait on that.
Anywho. He'll definitely stand by Slender. I'm just saying.
If you say so.
Anyway, so my Mothman encounter.
Wait, this is your Mothman? You own him?
Shut up. So... This is back when I lived in Virginia for a while. If you don't know, the Mothman is a type of cryptid being. He has, he's covered in fur, can either be mottled gray or brown, depending on the, depending on the person who saw him, what they saw. But,
so it varies, like, in lighting, is what you mean. Like, it looks grayish or it looks brownish?
Yeah, the one I saw looked more brown.
Okay.
But I've also heard people say he had mottled gray, like, it looked like his skin was rotting.
Gotcha.
But, so what I saw, I was in the sixth grade, and we were jogging in PE, and we were jogging around the playground. And it's pretty large, so as usual, I'm lagging behind because I'm the wimpy kid. And so we have this little wooded area that kind of, it's by our school. And as I'm walking, I kind of see something out of the corner of my eye. And I stop and I look, and I notice something's looking at me from behind a tree, which already should set your alarms off if you're a young kid in middle school and there's something staring at you from a tree. a few things. So I'm trying to look, like, make sure what's going on, and
middle schooler to the rescue.
And so I had a prior interest in these types of things. But whenever I saw it, I was like, oh, snap. Is that, like, I was still trying to register, like, is that it? Like, the Mothman? And, yeah, sure enough, It stood pretty tall. It was at a distance, so I can't exactly, like, tell. I would gesture to say around 6 to 7 feet. And, And when people tell you that they see what they noticed about it, it's always those glowing red eyes. And, yeah, I can testify. Those were very bright.
So you heard it, guys. If we take him to court on this, he'll testify for it. But, okay, so what he forgot to mention was the mushrooms he had eaten earlier. I'm just joking. I'm joshing. I'm joking with you guys. He didn't eat no mushrooms.
Your mom is going to get so ticked off.
Yeah, she is. it was worth it, though. I got a good laugh out of myself. I crack myself up sometimes. Okay, so that's the Mothman. Now let's hear the Slender Man with your brother's encounter and yours.
Okay, so I'll admit this time, we should not have done what we did. It was really stupid.
Okay, wait, is this going to be one of those demon kind of cult things where you have to, like, be in the dark, look in the mirror?
Well, I mean, you have to carve into a tree.
Oh my goodness.
And then...
Okay.
Maybe you may or may not have to say a poem.
Forgot about this, you guys.
I won't tell you exactly how you do it or whatever, so that you don't have to deal with what we dealt with. It was not fun. But so we, of course, this is when we moved back to Oklahoma and everything. We're a bit more into all this, like paranormal cryptozoology type stuff, and as you know, it was around 2013. That's when Slender Man started getting really popular,
and Bigfoot.
He was way popular way before then. Anyway, so found out that Slender Man is actually based off of stories that were spread online. Found out that there was a way to possibly summon him. So my brother and I are like, well, yeah, let's do it. Like the actual idiots we were.
Just parentheses in this one. That's his fake laugh, if you guys couldn't tell.
I think they could tell.
You never know. Michael's has a very convincing fake laugh. Unless you know it's fake.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, anyways, continue.
So, again, this involves going to school. School lands. So we go to my brother's elementary school because it's within biking distance.
Okay, I'm just going to point this out really quickly. Everything's happening at his middle school.
No, this is my brother's elementary school.
Okay, I'm about to say it's all at one middle school. That's a little shady.
So one before was at Virginia. That was my middle school when I lived there. But then we moved back to Oklahoma, and my brother's elementary school was right within biking distance.
Gotcha.
We bike out there, and so we're like, well, let's do it. So we do it, and like I said, you have to carve into a tree, whatever, we do that. I won't tell you what exactly you have to carve, because now you don't have to deal with that. But
also, please don't look this up. We're not responsible for anything that happens.
I do not advocate for this.
If anything happens, but continue.
Stuff will happen. Stuff will legit happen. See, we weren't even doing this in complete faith that it would happen. We're just like, oh, let's see what will happen, whatever. So we do it, and then right after my brother makes the last cut, we feel, like, not good.
Like he just destroyed the tree's life by carving into it?
No, that's not how trees work. Anyway, no, we felt like we were being watched. And so my brother and I were like... let's go home. Like right now. So we start biking home, and we just feel like we're being watched all the way back home. So a few days later, we decide to go back and see, like, it's like a dumb horror movie. Like, why do you always go back to where the crazy stuff happens?
Why doesn't anyone ever carry a gun? That's what I want to know.
Well, see, we can't carry guns because I am, like, 13. My brother's 10.
Hey, Daddy, can I borrow your gun? Slender Man's out there. Now I need to shoot him in the face.
Gun ain't gonna do anything to Slendy. Anyway.
Slendy?
So, anyway, we get over there, and we go to... We're 100% sure it's the same tree, but the marking isn't even in there. It's only been, like, 2-3 days later. It should still be scarred up pretty bad. I scratched on other trees back at my other house, so I know scars will stay on trees.
He's a veteran tree scratcher. That's what he is.
I mean, if you're just bored, you can't help but just, like, do tic-tac-toe with yourself or whatever.
That's because he has no friends. Unlike me, I became his friend when he joined college with me. Well, I joined him. We don't know. You still don't know.
You are not my only friend. I have one other friend other than my brother.
Why did you admit that? You should have been like, yeah, I have a lot of friends back home where I live.
Because I try not to lie, okay?
True. Okay, if I'm being honest, I only have like 50 friends.
You're rotten.
Okay, anyways, continue. So, this tree, so the markings disappeared.
Yeah, the markings are just gone. So, my brother and I are like, what the actual heck? This is not cool. This is not okay. So, we're like, let's go home now. So, we're getting on our bikes, and as we're getting, I see him, like, standing by one of the neighbors of the school's fences. And, yeah. Yeah, he's just like they say. Except, like, I saw a few, like, artworks or whatever where he had a top hat on, and I was thinking, he didn't have that in the games, he doesn't have that, in any of the stories, so, like, I guess they were just drawing it to make him classier or whatever, but for some reason this time he was wearing an actual top hat. I'm just saying, I don't know why, but I was just like, yeah, Cody, pedal to the metal, we need to go. So we wheel out of there, and that was the one and only time I physically saw him. But my brother said he saw him a few times. Oh man, I'm shaking right now.
Sorry. I'm not looking out the windows. We have all the curtains drawn, just in case. Just in case.
The curtains are always drawn.
Yeah, that's true. We just don't have it drawn back because we love our sleep. But,
So, anyway.
Interesting. Interesting stories.
Yeah.
Viewers can take it how they
want. However they want. However they want.
My view.
I know your view is it's all poppycock.
It is, but it's like... Okay. I'm going to be a little bit more biblical. Not a lot of people probably going to like that. But look, we're in Bible college. We got to be biblical sometimes, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a couple of demon-possessed people in the Bible, right? Acting crazy and stuff.
Are you saying I'm demon-possessed?
No.
Because I'm saved.
Save I'm not. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not calling you. I'm just saying there's been... reports in the Bible, true accounts in the Bible, saying about demon possessed people.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah, and how they acted crazy, super like unnatural strength and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Speaking tongue or gibberish, whichever one you want to take it as.
Yeah.
Naked, cutting themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, we get the picture.
Yeah. So it's like Gerald. That's a nickname for what's the crazy guy from, my goodness, the name is like right at the tip of my tongue.
Is it like a TV show?
No, it's from the Bible. I told you, I'm being biblical on this one.
Oh.
The
demoniac boy?
No, the guy from the island. You remember Jesus sailed to the island? He cast all the demons into the swamp. What's his
I don't remember his name. I thought people just...
No, it had no name, but what
Legion!
No. What did they call the story? What did they call him? The
boy?
Never mind. Anyways, we nicknamed the guy Gerald, okay? That's why I said Gerald. But, that account, right? Yeah. You see who casts out the demons.
Jesus,
okay. And then there's another account where...
Let me just say all that...
demon-possessed.
Let me just say all this stuff happened to before I was saved. So that's why I haven't really seen a lot of it now. Still, stuff has happened to me. Stuff I haven't told you yet. But...
This is going to be interesting
this
now.
This is going to be awesome. But, I was kind of saving it for something like this. But,
my moment has arrived. Okay, hold on. So, what's another account? With Apostle Paul, right? And he encountered some demons.
The woman with the familiar spirit that was following him.
Yeah.
And he turned around and cast the spirit out of her.
When is the last time we hear about demon possession?
I can't remember.
It's the woman. As far as I know, I haven't read anything else past that talks about demon possession.
Yeah, so?
My theory is, I think there isn't any demon possession going on, because even in the Bible, it talks about how the apostles were losing their power slowly.
So you're saying people were losing the ability to fast and pray?
No, I'm saying... we have lost the ability to cast out demons. Which I understand your opinion. And I heard Mr. McConnell, which he said, this is how the Bible explains how it casts out demons, which was through prayer and fasting.
Jesus himself said that.
Yes. That's also the Bible. But okay, fine. Jesus said that, right?
Yeah.
I believe we don't have any more demon possession because...
So, okay, hold on.
I think we have mentally insane people. People who are influenced. I think there's a difference between influence and literally being possessed. Because if you were possessed, wouldn't you have those same quality traits as like the other demons? Like, unnatural strength, speaking gibberish, running around naked, crazy. Okay, and some people argue. Hitler. He was demon possessed.
He even claimed to be.
He claimed to be, but think about it. He was thoughtful in what he did until he messed up in Russia.
Well, I mean, there could be demon possessed people in Congress right now.
I think they're influenced. That's why they do the evil things they do, but
I mean, you read what the things that Hitler did, like he would have extreme fits of anger for no apparent reason. He would crawl on all fours and eat the carpet.
And I think that's because of the influence he had. He had such a strong influence in demonic ways that it was making him crazy. But then again, he did just raise the most powerful army out of nothing. The German people were poor, dirt poor after World War I, and he just raised this giant army and did the whole entire Blitz War, conquering almost all of Europe. Actually, I'm pretty sure he conquered, yeah, most of Europe, like a giant part of Europe.
Yeah, the only ones he left was, I think it was
Spain and Portugal and
Sweden,
but that was neutral.
They stayed in Switzerland. They stayed neutral too.
Yeah. And then what was it? Great Britain. They were bombing Great Britain over and over, and sooner or later they're going to give up. I think it was demon influence that caused him that. Now, this has nothing to do with Slenderman. I understand. Like,
I was
all
about
those
to say, where
things.
Did this come from?
I say the things we've seen is the influencing of demons. They come out and portray themselves as possibly this. Influencing. Sometimes it be on the spiritual, where it messes with your mind, or it can be physically, as like in the Mothman, maybe.
Now, see,
that's what I will like.
What
I've
heard a lot about what demons will do is they'll have a somewhat physical form, but because of some, like, limited power or whatever, like, this is speculation, of course, they have a somewhat physical form, but then they portray the rest of the image into your mind to give them an even more solid form.
Okay.
So, at the same time, yeah, that's what makes it even scarier. Like, I mean, these things could have been literal demons messing with me. That's...
Well, like you said, you were unsaved. And I agree with you on this. Saved people cannot be messed with because of the Holy Spirit. You can still be messed with after that.
We can still... Like, I mean, Job.
Yeah. I don't think... In the way that we are talking about, and I don't think that's possible.
Can I tell you another thing that happened to me?
Sure.
Now, this is really crazy, because this happened after I was saved. So, I was even more, like...
Man, you just ruined the whole entire theory now.
Well, I'm just saying. Listen, okay, so, I'm in bed, right? And...
He's in bed, guys.
I'm trying to go to sleep. My brother and I share the same room, and he's out. Like, he's just...
Like a rock.
Yeah, he has this ability. When he gets in bed, he practically flips a switch, and he's out. And, like, when he hits the pillow...
Don't we all wish we had that ability?
I know, right? My mom gets so upset. She's like, that is not fair. So... I'm laying in, I take after my mom, so I am trying to go to sleep with all my being, because I'm tired, and it's one of those nights where you just cannot go to sleep no matter what position you're in, no matter what you do, and so I'm laying in there, I end up laying in bed till like 3 o'clock in the morning, and, of course, I got the lights out and everything. But then all of a sudden, this feeling washes over me.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm like, one minute, I'm super warm in my covers. And then the next minute, I haven't taken the covers off or anything. I just get goosebumps all over my body. Like, my hair, the hairs on my neck and arms start rising and everything. And I'm just like, what's... And then... I just get this feeling of dread, like, something's wrong. So I start praying, of course. I'm like, Lord, something's not right. Something's here. I'm like, Lord, just please take it. Send it away. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to just send it away. Like, I am clutching my, like, my eyes are squeezed shut. I'm, like, holding my blankets close to my neck and everything like a baby. And whenever... right after I finish praying that, I feel something, like, my bed creaks, you know? I feel something at the edge of my bed. I feel something sit down. Like, I feel, like, my bed creaks, and I feel, like, the sitting down at the foot of my bed. And so I'm like, I start praying even more. I'm, like, practically... yelling in my head, like, Lord, take it away, take it away, take it away, I don't want to see it. And then I just feel the pressure release, like, it's not sitting there anymore, and then the feeling is just gone like that. So I open my eyes and I, like, tentatively look around,
and you see a cat.
No, we didn't have any inside cats at that time, or inside dogs. And so I'm just like, there's nothing there. And I don't have goosebumps anymore. I'm still breathing kind of hard, but I'm like, okay. So that was messed up. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for sending them away. So the next morning, well, I guess when the sun goes up, because it's technically morning, it's 3 a.m., I told my dad about it, and he says, like, oh, you don't need to worry about it, all that kind of stuff, just trying to reassure me. He's like, you don't need to be thinking about it. He says, I mean, it could be something, but then he switches, like, 180 and says, I mean, you don't need to be thinking about it, because it could be something really bad. Like, he's like, he tells me about how his uncle, when he was in the hospital, he saw... the devil sitting at the foot of his bed. So I tell him, well, thank you for making me feel better.
I'm just going to throw this out there. The actual devil, probably not.
Probably not the actual devil, but...
That's...
So, I was
especially in the hospital, I'm just...
The hospital, yeah, does seem a little sketchy.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, well, thank you for making me feel better, Dad. Being sarcastic, of course, because now I'm thinking... But thinking back on it at the same time, I wonder, is like, what if the thing sitting at the edge of my bed was actually, like, not the Holy Spirit, but a Holy Spirit, like an angel or whatever.
Wouldn't sitting there, a Holy Spirit then, because they're all holy, I guess, but, like, yeah. Let's not forward to it like that.
Alright.
Let's just say...
Like an angel. Because, yeah. Like, protecting me from whatever was there. That was one of the spookiest nights of my life.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So there you guys have it. We have one spooky story. Next episode, I haven't talked this through with Kyle, but next one should be about Thanksgiving. It'll be our last one with Kyle. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's our last Friday with Kyle until next semester. Yeah. So,
I'm gonna go down to the coffee shop and get, like, hot chocolate or something.
Hey, be careful. It's dark out there.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm not so much afraid anymore as long as, like, I just keep that mindset, you know? Like, if God is for me, who can be against me, you know?
True. So, yeah, we did this in light of Halloween.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. We were going... We probably should have done it earlier, but... We had other pre-planned topics...
Yeah.
That we wanted to do.
I just wanted to vent about it, too.
Yeah, we... I think it was actually this morning we started talking about it a little bit, didn't we?
A little bit. Yeah. I brought it up, and he's just like... He basically shut me down.
Yeah, I... Not really shut him down. I just kind of blow it off every time he brings it up. I'm not being a mean friend or anything. It's just... We have our opinions, so... Yeah. We officially argued about it for about 30 minutes now. I'm glad you got it all out of your system.
Yeah. I don't know if it's all out of my system, but...
More stories for next year for Halloween. Kyle's coming for his second year, aren't you?
Yeah. Are you coming for second year?
I'm going for second year as well.
Man.
And hopefully third and fourth after that, but...
How are we going to keep doing the podcast after... After school's done.
What do you mean?
Like, after we're done with school, how are we going to keep doing the podcast?
Call you in. I don't know.
Could we do it over Discord, you think?
I don't know. We have to play around with the settings. I know we can call people in. Have them come in, join via link.
Huh. Well, we'll have to look into that.
Yep, so we'll look into that over break or whenever we want to.
Whenever, yeah.
We're good at procrastinating till last minute, so...
You're better than me, though.
Hey. Shh. Get out my secrets. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy your night. Don't get any bed bugs or Mothman or Slenderman in your bed as well.
Oh, I got a lot of different cryptids. I'll tell you about it next time, though.
Next time, next year. Anyways, enjoy your night, guys. See ya.
Bye-bye.